Killed in the line of duty. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Two Southern California police officers have been shot to death in the L.A. suburb of El Monte.
They were responding to a call of a stabbing, and officers tell us that as soon as the officers entered into that facility, they ended up being shot. They later died from their injuries. We do not yet know their identities. We also don't know the identity of the suspect. That suspect, we believe, was also shot and killed.
Reporter Coco McAvoy of Fox 11 in Los Angeles. The California Highway Patrol officer who was shot Monday night in L.A. is still critical but is expected to recover. A South Carolina Republican congressman who'd voted to impeach President Trump has lost his primary race. Congressman Tom Rice beaten in Tuesday's primary election in South Carolina by Representative Russell Fry, who'd been endorsed by the former president. Congresswoman Nancy Mace, whose opponent was also backed by Mr. Trump, has survived her primary challenge.
With record inflation and the challenges we're seeing today at the gas stations and the grocery stores, we need strong fiscal conservatives, people who are going to be serious about balancing the budget, who are going to be serious about cutting taxes, who are going to be serious about finding solutions to the challenges our country faces today.
President Biden told a biannual meeting of the AFL-CIO on Tuesday his economic policies would be working better if he had help.
The problem is Republicans in Congress are doing everything they can to stop my plans to bring down costs on ordinary families. That's why my plan is not finished and why the results aren't finished either.
The president admitted that inflation is sapping the strength of lots of families, but claims it's worse everywhere else. The Federal Reserve Board is expected to announce another interest rate hike on Wednesday. Analysts predicting 0.75 percentage point, some suggesting it could be a full 1% increase. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Trying to combat inflation, some companies are shrinking their products rather than raising their prices.
The watchdog website Consumer World compared how product size and weight changed between last year and since inflation rates soared over 8%. The website found that a $4 20.5-ounce box of Cocoa Pebbles is now reduced to 19.5 ounces. $1.79 used to be able to get you 7 ounces of Dawn dish detergent. Now, the same price only gets you 6.5. A box of Kleenex has gone down from a count of 65 tissues to 60. Both had an average cost of $2.50.
Fox's David Lee Miller. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has endorsed the bipartisan framework for new gun legislation.
I'm comfortable with the framework, and if the legislation ends up reflecting what the framework indicates, I'll be supportive.
10 other Republican senators had already signed on to the framework in the House on Tuesday.
The yeas are 396, nays are 27, two-thirds being in the affirmative. The rules are suspended, the bill is passed, and without objection, motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
The House concurring with the Senate's version of a bill to extend protection for Supreme Court justices to their family members as well. The bill headed next to the president's desk. An unfortunate medical mistake in Texas.
The family of a 4-year-old is suing after they sent their son to Texas Children's Hospital for hernia surgery, and he ended up receiving a vasectomy. An attorney for the family alleges the surgeon simply snipped the wrong piece of anatomy. They're seeking $500,000 in damages. The suit alleges the boy could have trouble having children later in life. Texas Children's Hospital has not responded to Fox News requests for comment. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.